But just what decade were you born in?
1929.
So that would be before the Vietnam War?
Oh, yeah. That was before World War II.
So what kind of a childhood did you have when you grew up?
I grew up over at the big town of Ingalls. And my father was a Santa Fe depot agent, worked for the Santa Fe. And so I grew up a railroad person, I guess. And you know the depot over at Ingalls?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I grew up in.
Oh.
Because I grew up over there. They moved that and made a museum out of it after they closed it.
Yeah.
But that's where I grew up. It was in the big town of Ingalls.
What were some childhood memories that you have? Did you have some games that you played?
Oh.
Nowadays children play video games, but I'm sure that those weren't around back then.
We did have radio, so we did have records, the big records. Of course, we're a small town. You were really close-knit with all of your friends and your relatives. And my grandparents lived here in Cimarron. But I just have the one sister, and she's 10 years older than I am. So, you know, the time I was 10, she was gone. She was in college. So you just had a lot of neighbor friends, a lot of neighbor children. You just played a lot of games outside. Rode our bikes all over the big town, and scooters, and didn't roller skate because we didn't have any cement.
There was no pavement, same streets?
Oh no, it was all dirt. I roller skated over here in Cimarron when I would come over to visit. But no, all we had was dirt roads.
So when you got into junior high, did anything change? What were some junior high school experiences that you had?
Junior high, I always think, is really a hard age. Mm-hmm. Really hard. And I came over here when I was a freshman in high school. And I came from a little tiny class to a class of about, say, 40. I was just terrified, and I was just lost. I didn't know anybody. And this was when the school was on the corner up there before it was torn down. It was the biggest building I ever saw. I was so lost. And you're scared when you don't know anybody, when you get thrown in with all these kids.
Naturally.
Yeah. But anyway, my freshman year was, it was all right. But then after you get acquainted, you're much better. I got involved in music, and because I was always singing, and I was always in the band, and I was always in plays. Because, you know, at that time, when I started high school over here, our classes were not that big. We probably didn't have over 35 in each class. We were a small school.
You mentioned you played in a band. What instrument did you play?
I could play a trumpet. Baritone.
Baritone. Uh-huh. So how big was your band back then?
It was big. Probably much bigger than now. Yes, it was very big. I would say probably 75.
Wow.
And we had uniforms too.
Uniforms?
Big. I mean the hot.
The
wool ones. Yes, with the hats and everything.
Big hats.
Yeah.
So what kind of did you guys do any like contests like they do nowadays?
Oh, yes. You always went to everything, vocal and instrumental. Mm-hmm. And vocal. I was very much into vocal. I loved it. So,
What other activities did they provide at the school as a band?
Oh, you had, it'd be like a home ec club. I don't remember what it was called now. We didn't have the Christian Fellowship? FCA? Yeah, we didn't have that. But through the church, we had like Girl Reserves and through the Methodist Church. And and you just were very active. And of course, you had all the ball games. Of course, girls didn't play ball then.
They didn't.
Oh no. We didn't do anything like that.
So were it like ball games, and football and basketball and the regular track, but the girls didn't participate.
No, we were all either in music or in the home economics clubs. I think there was probably a Spanish club. Maybe foreign language clubs. I didn't take any foreign language. I don't know that they offered that much. I don't remember them offering Spanish. That's been too long ago.
That's understandable.
Right, you forget. Yeah.
So, what kind of hobbies did the kids have outside of school? The girls did their economics and the boys played their...
their sports. The boys worked.
The worked.
Oh, yeah. Most of the boys, you know, farm boys. They were usually off the farms. And they didn't really have many, I could say, hobbies. Nobody had a car. If you did, you were really, really somebody else. If you had a car, but very, very few kids had cars. Mm-hmm. No, you walked it. You didn't ride your bike to school because that would be embarrassing in high school to ride a bike. But even in, like in Ingalls, no high school kids had cars.
Wow.
But there was buses. I mean, they bused them all at that time too. But not that big area that they have now, like up here.
Yeah, they don't have a big parking lot.
Oh no, but I mean the driving, the unified, the area where the buses go to pick up the kids. They didn't have that big of an area. Mm-hmm. Most of those kids up north, way up north, would have gone into this little country school called Fioni, which is up on the North Highway.
Would that be up by Calvesta in that area?
Yeah, it's on west of Calvesta. Oh. Now, that's been closed for a few years. Calvesta had their own grade school, too.
Wow.
You know,
I never knew that.
Oh, yeah. You know where Calvesta Implement is?
Uh-huh.
That was a grade school. It was a big grade school.
Wow. That's interesting there.
Yeah. Next time you go by, you look at it, because you'll see the windows up in the top where the gym was.
Oh.
Yeah. And then they closed that, and those kids then came into Seminole to school. Same way with Fioni. Most of those kids that finished at the grade school in Fioni went on to Garden City because that was closer.
Wow. So, what kind of work did the boys do? Did the girls work it too, or did they help around the house? Or?
No, like I worked at the drugstore.
The drugstore?
Yeah. There was always the grocery store, the nursing home. Well, no, the nursing home wasn't going then. But the drugstore, the cafe, and most of them just babysitting.
Babysitting.
A lot of babysitting people.
And the boys worked in the farms.
Mm-hmm.
They're
If they were from a farm, you knew who was the farm boys.
Well, yeah.
But some of them work like maybe a mechanic shop on that order. Now, Roy, my husband, of course, he's a farmer. And so he didn't work in town. He was always out on the farm up north. And then I graduated in 1947 from high school. And there's still a few around here that graduate at the same time. And we've kept up. We've kept up with each other.
1947.
Yeah, a long time ago, huh? It is.
Yeah, that is. I'm trying to think of the president then. So what did you do after high school?
I went to college in Emporia State.
What was that like? Was that small?
I was big for me to come from a small school and go into something like that. I majored in music, in vocal music, and enjoyed that, but I didn't finish. I went 3 years and quit. Mm-hmm. But I enjoyed it. I was very active in in the college in the music department. I belonged to a sorority, and that was good because sororities then were small, very small. There probably wasn't maybe 18 of us in the house.
Oh, wow.
And then some of them, of course, lived in the dorm. And at that time, you didn't have to live in the dorm.
Wow.
You could live. I mean, you could pledge one day and move into the sorority house right away.
That would be nice.
And you had a house mother, and you made a lot of friends, which I still have. I still keep in contact with some of them. But, you know, you just, you studied a lot. You didn't party much. And this was at the time when World War II was just over. So you had a lot of the vets coming back to go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
And they were a little bit older than the rest of us, and they were very worldly. They'd been out in the world and then came back and were finishing up school. But I don't know. At college, we had our musicals and our plays and our concerts. By majoring in music, I had to take band or instrumental classes, and I had to learn how to play a violin, which was terrible, and a cello, which was fun. And then you would take your band classes, and you'd learn to play the different brass, and you'd also learn to play your reeds, you know, your woodwinds. And you just learned a lot of things in college. But I didn't have a car. Very few people had cars even then. And I would ride the train back and forth from here to Emporia. And
train on the, so how much did that cost? Because nowadays train tickets are rather expensive.
Well, they weren't, I couldn't tell you.
No.
And I would get on down here. They would stop and let you off down here and pick you up. And yeah. And take you to Emporia. Let's see, that would have been the Santa Fe.
Yeah.
And when I was little, and my dad was working for the Santa Fe, we had a pass, and you could get on the train anywhere, as long as it's Santa Fe,
mm-hmm.
and you go for free.
Wow.
You just go everywhere. And we always, in the summer, Mother and Daddy and I always went somewhere on the train.
Oh. Yeah. That'd
be fun. Hell yes.
You mentioned that, when you came back, when you went to college, the World War II was just finishing over, and the veterans were coming back. Did that affect the college in any way?
Yes, it definitely did. These young men had seen the world, had seen tragedy, and had come back to get an education. A lot of them were married with children when they came back. So see, they would have been a little older.
Yeah.
You know, they would be like in their 20s. And most of those guys, they were majoring in for teaching, to get their degrees in teaching. And there were some in music, I remember.
Wow. How did the war affect you? Did you ever experience the ration stamps or anything?
Oh, yes. Oh, definitely, yeah. My parents did, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because see, I would have been, on December the 7th of 41, I would have been 12. I was born in 29. Mm-hmm. And that's one reason my father retired from railroading from the depot, was it just got to be train after train after train, troop trains, just constantly. Lots of going through here. So he retired from that and went. He was farming at the same time, too. And then we just moved over here.
How did the politics of that era, did they reach as far out here? Did they
not much.
Areas?
No, we didn't have much. I mean, without TV, we didn't even know, like, who the governor was or things like that. We weren't involved in it. I guess we weren't interested in it.
Yeah.
like the kids are nowadays.
Yeah,
because that's comes into the school. I mean, you know, you're talking about it. You're not just hearing about it, you're actually talking about it and thinking about it, about what's going on in the world.
You guys would have had radios and so forth.
Oh yeah, we had radios.
So did you guys listen to the radios a lot?
Yes, yeah. We had our old-time favorite programs. I can't even think of any of them now.
Things like the Lone Ranger.
And Fibber McGee and Molly. And just some of those old slapstick radio programs, which nowadays would be thought of as kind of dumb.
Well, you'd be surprised. We still listen to Abbott and Costello sometimes.
Well, of course. Those were good movies. They still are.
Well, we had the radio program once.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, great. Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
We still like those, yeah.
Yeah.
So, did you guys ever... That would be a form of entertainment then, you guys would...
Mm-hmm. Now, we did come over here to the theater, well, to the movies from Ingalls.
The movies over in Cimarron.
Yes. You know where Janie Addison's beauty shop is?
Over on Main Street.
That is a theater. There's a theater there.
I've heard rumors about that, but I've never actually...
It's all blocked off.
It was actually a one-time theater.
Yeah.
Wow.
You look, when you first walk in the front door and you look to the right, and there is this petition-like thing. That was the ticket cell. Yeah, that was the box. Okay, you go in, and you can go up the stairs, and there's a projection booth upstairs. I think it's still there, the booth part.
Uh-huh.
And, but then you walked on in, and there was a foyer. And then you went in and you walked down the slope, and there's the screen. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was our entertainment on Saturday night. We'd come over here and go to the movies.
So did the boys and girls, like, date like you do nowadays on Saturday nights? And you guys and stuff like that? And
oh, yeah. Not so much, I would say, couples as just groups.
Group dating.
Just groups, yeah.
Just having fun?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Of course, a lot of the kids couldn't afford to go very many places either. You know, you didn't go to Dodge.
No.
And you just kind of stayed out of Dodge. You couldn't afford to go to Dodge.
Yeah.
Because you'd have to go eat, and then you'd go to a movie, and you know, that mounted up. Nothing like now, but then I couldn't even tell you what a ticket cost. Oh yeah, we saw lots of movies down here, and it was surprising the good ones they had. It just wasn't just dumb things, it was good movies. I remember seeing Gone with the Wind down here, and I think the very first movie I ever saw down here was The Wizard of Oz.
Oh really?
Now see, that's a long time ago.
Oh.
Yeah. And they were wonderful.
They were
good movies.
Those are still good movies.
Yes, they are good movies. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And like during the war, there was a lot of war movies. They always had, before a movie started, they had little clips of things going on in the war. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you remember those?
The war movies were terrible, just like they are now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, like on some Saturday nights, you'd have two movies for the price of one. I remember that. You'd have a movie, and then there might be something between that and the next movie, but you'd have a double feature. Oh yeah, you got two for the price of one. But they closed off the theater a long time ago. I think it got to be a hazard. I'm sure it was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, and that's why Roy and I haven't been to a movie for years.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything worth going to?
I really hate to admit it, but...
There isn't, is there?
It's all gone kind of downhill.
It is.
The language and...
Oh!
Probably back then you guys didn't have so much...
No, you didn't. You
profanity.
No, you didn't. And you didn't have the sexual scenes either.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I don't even watch much TV. There's... It's trash.
So you guys, your generation wouldn't have had all that stuff. But I know our generation, and I'm not proud to admit it. I'm ashamed to admit it. But our generation has a drug problem.
Yeah, they do.
And they have speakers coming to schools and stuff. Would your guys' generation have anything like that or?
No, I wouldn't say anything on drugs. Maybe on alcohol.
Alcohol.
Though there was drinking.
Well, yeah. The farmers and stuff, and they probably chew tobacco.
Oh, yeah, and smoke. My dad was a heavy smoker. But there was a place out west, south and west, that you could go to buy your liquor at a farmhouse. And the farmhouse is long gone. I can't even remember the people's names, but, oh, yeah, they knew where it was. And they'd raid them every once in a while, you know. It didn't affect anything, they would be right back buying it, selling it out of their homes. But we didn't have, I would say, any speakers like you guys do.
Well, yeah, naturally being out here.
Not out here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you guys ever get any like moonshiners or bootleggers through this area just out of curiosity?
I would say that this one house was moonshining. But not like down in. No, huh? No, they were not making it. They didn't have a still or anything. They were just buying it, someone bringing it in, and then selling it out of their house. But no, there was definitely drinking.
But nothing like today? Or?
No. And none, I don't even remember any kids, like in high school, even smoking.
Oh, wow.
And I wouldn't have known what a drug was. Now that's okay.
Well, yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, I can't say I would either. I mean, I guess I'd want to know either. Huh. That's interesting. So, you mentioned that Dodge City was right there. Did you guys ever travel to Dodge, or did you follow that on train, or did your family?
No, we always went over. I took piano lessons from a man over in Dodge, and in fact, this is interesting. My mother took piano lessons from him, and my sister took, and then I took.
Uh-huh.
And his name was Henry Robbins. He was a strange little man, but he was talented. And I'd always go over on Saturday morning. Mother would take me over, and I'd have my piano lesson, and then we would go downtown Dodge at a dime store called Woolworth's, and it's kind of up north. Well, you know where Sam's Shoe Store is on that one corner? Downtown, across from the Carnegie?
Yeah, I know the Carnegie.
Okay,
down, yeah.
Right on the north side is a great big building, or a great big store, and that was a Woolworth's store.
Uh-huh.
It was a big dime store,
uh-huh.
That's what it was. And that was a treat to go there. And downtown was a Penny's and an Eccles, which is a department store. And there was other stores downtown. I can't even think of the names. There's a couple of drug stores downtown. Men's clothing stores. In fact, there's this one store called Goddard's. It was a woman's clothing store. It was there when I was in high school, back in the 40s. It just closed this winter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Very, very nice, exclusive, nice clothes. And it just closed. There's no more Goddard's left, I guess. That's why they closed it. I just think people aren't buying the exclusive clothes like they used to. And that's another thing. We didn't wear jeans to school either.
That's you guys, what was the dress like? You dressed up more often.
Yeah, skirts, blouses, sweaters.
So it's...
Even in college, we wore skirts.
You would dress up to go to school out in public and come back home, and if you wanted to work or something.
Yeah, just like at Emporia when we'd go to the concerts that would come, traveling, my community concerts, you would dress up, I mean, in hat and gloves.
Oh.
How boring.
Well,
but you did dress up. Uh-huh. It's like going to church, you dressed up. And they don't do that anymore.
What would the guys wear? Would the guys put on a nice
Oh
nice
yeah,
shirt?
They'd have nice shirt, nice
ties.
Mm-hmm. Yes, most of the time they would have ties on and good jackets.
Wow.
Yeah. And in Emporia, we would go to Kansas City on the bus through the college to concerts. You dressed up for that too. Always. Yeah.
So the fashion trends, were they more of a heavier material? Did you wear the wool dresses?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wool skirts down to the ankles, could hardly walk, straight, bobby socks, loafers, saddle shoes, black and white saddle shoes, a lot of sweaters. You just dressed up.
Even in the summer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Now here, we also had another swimming pool that you wouldn't have known about, down south, in the south part of town. And it was never filtered. It was kind of dirty.
Oh my.
And it's, I can't even tell you, it's along the area where the bowling alley is, down in there, on south of there,
uh-huh.
In that next block south, was a swimming pool. And it was, you didn't go to swim on Mondays because that's when they drained the water and they put in clean water. And then that water wasn't drained until the next Monday. And by then it had warmed up. And then if you went swimming on Tuesday, you like to froze to death because there was no heat on it. And, we went swimming a lot. We also went swimming in the sand pit, which is dumb. I mean, you'll die someday if you swim in a sand pit because you can't get across. That was just something to see who could get across that sand pit. I never could. I could swim out a little ways and I'd turn around and come back. I always think now, how dumb were we to think that, and you know, this was huge when the sand pit was huge out there, that you could dive in there and swim clear across from one end to the other and you could make it. It's a wonder some of us didn't die.
Oh, not in the sand pit.
There's nothing there.
Yeah.
The same way with the river.
The river was running when you were...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes. And the greatest joy of all was 4th of July. You'd stand on this old... The bridge is gone. It was an old wooden rickety bridge. And you'd light your firecrackers and throw them down in the water to see if they could explode in the water. And they would.
Oh.
They would come up and go,
oh, wow.
Oh yeah. And we had, the park was real nice, like it is now. We still have the park then. But, we were always doing something at night.
So during the summer, you had 4th of July and mm-hmm. all of those.
And they always had a big celebration.
A big celebration mm-hmm. in the town.
Mm-hmm.
Would the band play for that, or?
Yes, because on the south side of, you know where the city hall is, then there's another building. Right on the south side is that parking lot. There was a band shell there,
oh.
A wooden band shell.
Wow.
And they would put on concerts there.
Wow.
The band did. And people would come for the whole evening on Saturday nights, and you'd just go down there and sit, listen to the band play. It was so much fun for little kids. And that's another thing that's long gone is the band shells. Yeah. And it was a community-wide run through the school, I'm sure. Oh, yes.
Wow. So what else did you guys do during the summer? I mean, would most of the kids work or would they?
Well, like with my father, he was a farmer after he quit the railroad. And we would help in harvest, take meals. I did a lot of reading. I will admit that I read an awful lot.
Would that be through the school library or the city library?
No, the city library. The city library. Yeah. And I worked. I worked at the drugstore when I was in high school. And at that time, the drugstore was open at night.
Oh, wow.
And on Saturday nights, you were open till late, like maybe 10, 11 o'clock at night.
Wow.
Well, it was busy. It was very busy.
I
because
could, yeah.
With the movies and people coming to town and like the band shell, with the band going on in the shell, and you were always busy. Yeah. And we had two drugstores. You know, the one where Clark's is, we had that one. And then on down the street where Barbara McPhail has an insurance office. It'd be south of Gector, south of the Daylight Donut.
Oh, yeah, I know that area, yeah.
That was a drugstore, too.
Right on the, right within a block?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
One on the corner. This was Tuggles. And then this one down here was Clark's. And then when Tuggles quit, then Clark's went into that on the corner. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And at that time, where Clark's is now, where the half of it is on the south side, that was a grocery store.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That was the IGA.
Oh my, I never knew that either.
And that was pretty small, you know.
That would be
it was pretty cool.